It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Time to mark some time back on a Tuesday. And a birthday celebration, a birth date. Born on this date in 1938, would have been 87 today. The great transplanted North Texan called Mesquite, Texas, just to the east of Dallas, home for many, many years. Former part owner of the Texas Rangers and overall Hall of Famer, country music legend. The great Charlie Pride would have been 87 today. Charlie Pride, born on this date in Sledge, Mississippi. You want to talk about a life and a life story? Be Charlie Pride's right there. Ultimately, 39 number one hits on the Billboard country charts. His greatest success came in the 70s. He was outselling Elvis Presley, but it took until this.
1966!
And this, his first big hit. And he waited a while for it. Between him and the great Jack Clement, who wrote Just Between You and Me. Came out in September 1966. It was the first single from the album Pride of Country Music. And it was his third overall song to put out to the public. Pride's first two singles, The Snakes Crawl at Night and Before I Met You, failed to even top the, well, even top 50 of the chart. With his first two singles, RCA, which he signed the deal in 1966 with RCA Records, they did not include, famously, a promotional photograph of Charlie Pride's face in anticipation that, well, the race thing was going to be a big thing. But this song, Just Between You and Me, soared to number 9, and it earned Pride not only definitely a look, but a Grammy nomination for Best Male Country Vocal Performance. Third song, 1966, then, that cinched up the RCA Victor Records deal, and Jack Clement there, who wrote a lot of songs over the year, but he wrote this one specifically because not Charlie, but Jack needed to compose a hit. He'd been on a dry run for a little bit, so he wrote Just Between You and Me. Charlie heard it, or at least heard Jack working on it, and immediately said, I want it. In fact, he wanted it for his debut single, but at the time, Jack Clement wrote it, nixed the idea, and said, I don't want you singing my song because I don't want people to think I got you here to Nashville and now I'm just going to push all my songs that I write on you. But when it hit gold, well, they teamed up for quite a few along the way. It also gave Charlie Pride the confidence to trust his gut when it came to selecting his own music. One of the few artists, certainly in the 60s, that were kind of really doing that, that had big record deals. And he got the race issue out of the way very early on. Man, the courage of this guy. Charlie, when he went up to the Grand Ole Opry stage, the crowd was taken aback. This is the late 60s, guys. And Pride said famously, quote, ladies and gentlemen, I realize it's very unique, me coming out here on a country music show having this permanent tan of mine.
Aww.
I ain't got time to talk about pigments, though. I only got 10 minutes. I'm going to do my three songs, and if I have time, maybe I'll do Hank Williams, too. The audience ended up loving him, and aww, so did generations. And so did we, man. He was a hoot to be with, too. Loved when he would randomly call the hotline for directions. Charlie Pride. It was the second radio air shift I ever did. And all of a sudden, the red hotline in the studio button starts glowing.
Oh, that's terrifying when you're a baby DJ.
Yeah. It's still terrifying right now.
Mm-hmm. Do we even have a hotline? Does it work? It's usually a telemarketer.
Now you know how I passed the tongue.
Yeah.
We've got questions, Mark.
Thank you, Mark. Yeah, so obviously I pick it up and it's first words. Hey, this is Charlie Pride. Do you know who I am?
Oh.
And I said, yeah, you're Charlie Pride.
Did you think it was like a joke, like someone messing with you?
No, it sounded like Charlie Pride.
Okay.
And he had actually just done like an interview with the morning show earlier that week on the phone. So I guess he still had the phone number.
Yeah.
And he called back up. This was like a Sunday afternoon. And he said, I'm trying to get to my grandson's ball game. I have the address. Can you tell me how to get there? And then systematically, it was Charlie Pride's GPS on the hotline for like the next 20 minutes or so.
So I'm assuming this was the days. So you see, kids, back in the olden days, it was really hard to have a map and
not
drive
that,
at the same
not
time.
Not that long ago. All right.
Was there like a map quest, though? Was that, I mean, was that okay?
That's how I, found out where to go on that. But he did not have internet capabilities. And yeah, definitely before GPS were all that prevalent. But I think also Charlie just thought it was the best way to find out where I need to go.
Why not?
These guys will help me.
So can we all call you if we get lost?
Good luck with that. Finding your destination.